Welcome home to WCLU and welcome into Coffee and Conversation here on a Wednesday morning. And joining me is Wilma Bunnell. Big event that you're excited about. All of Caverna is excited about, right?
Yes, we do. We have our 75th anniversary coming up. That's going to be taking place actually the 24th and the 25th.
Okay.
And we've been around for 75 years.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, yeah. So we're just so excited about that and have so many events coming up.
Well, and that's good. Carl Davis visits once a month, and we talk about Cave City history. And we've been sort of looking forward to the big 75th anniversary. He's mentioned a couple of things. Now, I know there are a lot of events planned. What's going on?
Well, the first day that we're actually going to do it, which is on a Friday evening, we'll have guided tours of Caverna.
Good.
And we'll be doing that. We'll start about 4:30, and then we'll actually, when you actually get to the school, there is decade tents set up. Of course, we're going to have food vendors, trucks, everything out there. But you'll go to your decade tent, like we've got 1950s up through 2024.
Okay.
You'll go there, sign in at registration, get your name tag, and then proceed to go on the tour and walk around.
Well,
and
that's, sounds like a lot of fun. That's cool. And get to meet some old friends. Good event all the way around.
Yes. And at halftime, we will be doing a candlelight cemetery. That's for the classmates that have passed away. Doing that at a halftime.
Okay.
And I just want to say the community has been so excited about this event that's happening. The kids at school have made posters for downtown Cave City and downtown Horse Cave, and we're having a parade. That will be coming up on Saturday.
Super.
Mayor Dwayne Hatcher and Mayor Randall Curry, along with some of the 75th classes, will be our grand marshals. So we're really excited about that.
Well, Caverna Independent Schools has been quite the anchor.
Yes.
The hub for Cave City and Horse Cave for so many years, and it's a good time to celebrate, definitely.
Yes, pretty amazing. And we also are going to have the Homecoming Queens. They will be anybody that's been a Homecoming Queen.
Mm-hmm.
They will be able to come and ride in the parade.
Okay, wonderful.
Now we'll be doing, they'll be riding in vintage cars.
Okay.
They will be actually doing Cave City and Horse Cave.
Okay,
we will do two parades. And the first one will begin at the Cave City Convention Center, line up at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we'll go through downtown about 12.
Okay.
And then we'll proceed up to Horse Cave. And I think we're going to start at the Horse Cave Volunteer Fire Department, and that will kick off about, we'll line up about 1:30, parade beginning about 2 o'clock.
Okay. Well, very good. Wish you all the best, Wilma, and I appreciate you coming by and sharing some things. We're going to be putting everything online on our Facebook page here in three or four hours. I'll get that up, hopefully, and we'll share the word out that way as well. But we appreciate you coming by this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd.
Hey,
we appreciate
you.
It. Have a good day.
You too. Wilma Bunnell joining me this morning. And stay with me just a few moments. We're going to have another guest into the studio. Kylie Fouché is here. We've got something special happening this weekend. Hang on.